Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. Thank you again for the honor of gathering around your word. This is such a solemn moment in our hearts. We come with honor and reverence, thanking you for all your word has made us. We return again to your word and we ask that the next few moments are moments of life, of light and of lift. In Jesus' beautiful name, amen and amen. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. The Bible speaking by the mouth of one of Job's friends, all right? The Holy Ghost inspiring one of Job's friends to speak in Job chapter 8 and verse 32 says, there is a spirit in man. There is a spirit in man. The breath of the Almighty God. The Bible says he gives him understanding. The coming of understanding is the end of confusion. The day light comes, darkness goes. The Bible says there is a spirit in man, the breath of the Almighty God, that gives him light. That gives him light. In the sequence of things in creation, the Bible says, and darkness covered the earth. The earth was without form and void. And darkness covered the surface of the deep. Then the Bible says, the Spirit of God hovered over the surface of the earth, hovered over the waters. And God said, let there be light. Meaning, the hovering of the Holy Ghost over the waters was the platform upon which light came. He made room for light to come. So the activity of the Holy Spirit inside you is to bring you to a place where light will shine. I am addressing this morning specifically confusion. Lack of clarity of knowing what to do. There are many things that have had great impact that could have been avoided if we followed one, just one single light from our spirit. One very simple light would have made many of the big issues. It would have made them unnecessary. It would have made them totally avoidable. Follow that light. You see, the reason why the things of God look inaccessible to man is because they come on God's terms, not on your terms. You see, you want to be led by the Spirit of God, but you don't want to be led on his own terms. You want to be led on your terms because if it is the Spirit of God that gives light, it means there must be a commitment you will make to understanding the Spirit of God, to having fellowship with the Spirit of God. You see, because that brooding there is a form of fellowship. He brooded over the surface of the deep. Then God said, let there be light. So that means fellowship with the Holy Spirit is a platform for understanding to be downloaded. We have electronic devices. There are certain things that come automatically with other phones that don't come with other phones. Pre-installed in your spirit is the ability to download information from the Holy Spirit that will terminate confusion. You do not have to be confused. Ladies and gentlemen, you can be in a place in this life where you know what to do and how to do what to do all the time. I'm saying it this way so that you will never forget. I can know what to do. I can know how to do what to do. I can know the timings of God all the time. There is a spirit in man. There is a help within. Many believers today are more conscious of the spirit upon for exploits, the spirit upon for territorial dominion, and they ignore the spirit within for daily victory. The spirit within for consistent witnessing, for the spirit within for peace all around. that argument is totally avoidable. Your spirit is telling you there is a help. There is help. There is help within. We walk in victory when we acknowledge the help of the Holy Spirit within. When we look within, we walk in victory. I trust that bless you. I'm sure God made it. I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.